The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's
back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 15 March 2017. I was talking to a friend of mine, lives down San Antone way, and great guy. If you're listening, Larry, hi. Talked to him before the show today, and he said, you know, he says, business is coming back. Here in Central Texas, folks, we've fared much better than other places in this country. And all you have to do is take a look at the property values that continue to go up here. Even where I'm at, and I'm 15 miles north of Austin, you put a house on the market up here, it's sold within a day. I kid you not. The house across the street from me, last year went on the market, it was on the market for an hour and sold. For an astronomical price. It blew me away. Larry in Washington. Hello, Larry.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope to God we got one more year left, because I'd like to take a trip on my bike down to Texas just to shake your hand.
Well,
you just seem like a righteous dude.
Well, I'm just a common guy. Somebody, my secretary the other day, she crowned me with, man, you can talk. And she said, what are you going to talk about on the air today? And I said, what's going on? All this stuff is inside me. All of this stuff. She said that, you know, you got the gift of gab. But I've got a little bit of history here. I've got a fairly keen eye to look at something and kind of reverse engineer it and look at it for what it is and make common sense out of things. You know,
common sense, it's a no-no, John. You know that. Common sense is a no-no.
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay. What I wanted, you remember when you were talking about the retirement fund of the automotive? Well, you didn't really say that, but you talked about all the people.
Yeah.
And then you listen. And then you listen. Nowadays, the unfundability of all of those big retirements, the cops all over America, firefighters.
Teachers.
Excuse me?
Teachers.
Teachers.
Yep.
By an example.
Yep.
I mean, we are so far gone. That's why I love listening to you, because you can say it within your diatribe about the situation. And then for those of us who have listened and studied for 40-some years, it's just the puzzle. I've often said this whole thing is just a puzzle. And most people can't even see the puzzle, let alone the parts, let alone the pieces, let alone the pixels that form the pieces.
Yep.
And you are able to see the pixels.
Well, I appreciate that, Larry. You know, I've reminded people I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I've got a passion, and my passion is to reconstruct the country that I've seen being purposely deconstructed in front of my eyes within my lifetime. And it's total. I want to swear in the worst way right now, but I'm gonna refrain. All right, Larry, I gotta keep going. I've got other callers coming in.
Okay, bud.
Appreciate you. I appreciate your call. Thanks, Larry. Oh, we got Robbie Robbie Rabel. Hello, Robbie.
Hey, John. I just listened to the Trump speech in Michigan, and it brought up so many emotions in me. And you know, me being in the mid 40s, let me just say this: I've never heard, and Reagan said some of this, but then we saw what happened with Reagan, with Daddy Bush, and in the co-opting of his presidency.
There you go.
The stuff that Trump is saying right now is so hardcore, like flying in the face of the sick world Bolshevik controller system technocracy that they're trying to throw at us.
Yep.
That this guy is like, he's putting such a target on himself, and we see the entire apparatus of the planet coming at this guy. But the naysayers need to just check themselves for a second, because we got to at least give this guy a chance. He's 60 days deep into this presidency, and going to Ypsilanti, Michigan, and doing these things, John. I mean, after watching Obama, this Bolshevik, do what he did to our country in the last 8 years, and to watch Trump just do these things that he's doing, it's people need to check and just like, hey, hold on a minute. And look, Syria and Yemen, there's some uncomfortable things going on there with McMaster and Mattis and things going on there, which are making me highly alarmed.
Myself as well. I made mention of that yesterday, Robert, and I said, you know, I've been watching Trump. I've been watching what he's been doing in the Middle East. I've been watching the people he's been surrounding himself with in Washington. I've been watching CONUS here, you know, in the continental United States, what he's doing here. And I, at the same time, I'm happy, but I'm not happy. And I'm going to be just as hard on this guy as I would have been with a Barack Obama or a Bill Clinton or both of the Bush elite globalist asshats, you know. Yeah. And what Trump did, the first thing that he did was he broke this left-right paradigm. God almighty, blacks actually voting for Donald Trump? Yeah, because he said, you know what, your inner cities are screwed up. You've been under the wrong leadership. You're not going anywhere but down. They heard that. They've been living it.
John, do you think Snoop Dogg could get away with shooting Trump in his latest music video unless some very powerful people gave him the green light?
Well, like I said, Robert, if that would have been reversed and this was a few years ago and some white dude was playing around with a video or a music video or whatever and decided to make play of that and shoot Barack Obama in the head, you know what would have happened.
Oh my God, it would have been insane. Hey John, Lee mentioned Ryan Care. This little Obamacare 2.0.
Oh God.
This is here to bring Trump down, I think.
I think so.
So we have to realize that this Paul Ryan House rhino pedophile insider trading gang in the House, these Republicans, they're trying to bring Trump down with this Ryan Care. And so I'm very leery of this as well, and I know you are.
Well, let me put it to you this way. When I can see on MSNBC them doing a build-up in this glorious stories on John McCain that turned 80, I'm thinking, yeah, who does that tell you what side of the fence this guy is on? And again, folks, let me remind, and especially the new listeners, I am not a fool. I am not a political pundit of left and right. Because the Republicans are just as snake bit and asshats as the Democrats are. The Democrats are just a little bit more communistic and socialistic about things.
Yeah, well, the Democrats, John, we have to admit this. Trump has brought them out into the light. They've gone full-blown Marxist Bolshevik, and it's out there for everybody to see.
Yep.
Hey, and I saw one thing yesterday, John. I wanted to run this by you. Remember all those billions of rounds that DHS stockpiled in the last few years?
Yeah, millions.
Now we're seeing reports that all of a sudden DHS is in some sort of shortage, and they're starting to ration rounds for their people. So where the hell did these billions go if Obama didn't sequester them off somewhere for some sort of weird cataclysmic event that these neo-Bolsheviks are going to try to pull with his little bunker a couple miles from the White House and all of his organizing for action apparatchiks? This is some crazy stuff, and we've never seen a former president act the way Loretta Lynch is calling for blood in the streets. She just steps down as attorney general. She's calling for blood in the streets. We've got a serious problem.
Another ignig. That's all. That's all it is. And you know what? I won't ascribe this to a race, because we got just as many asshat white people as we got black people.
Very freaky stuff. I just wanted to throw those things at the listeners. Oh, and unions. You were talking about unions. We have to separate the guys that are in the trade unions, the pipe coverers, the electricians, all the rest, from the whack jobs in the Marxist teachers union, Service Employees International, and all the weird stuff.
Okay, no, Robert, let me make a slight correction on this. It's all democratically controlled. I don't give a damn if it's a teachers union. I don't care if it's UAW. I don't care what union it is. They all voted Democrat because for what reason, I don't know. They went into a time capsule. They didn't see what was happening to America and their very own trades. They were politically backing the people that were killing them.
Right, but we're finally seeing a little light to where some of the guys on the trades actually broke and supported Trump in this one. And
how
so this
that?
Is kind of something we got to keep our eyes on, the fact that some of these white guys that are pro-gun, they like to hunt, they like free speech, they like their trucks, they're finally getting to the point where they're like, you know what, I cannot stay in this little Marxist compound that's been created for me. So I think Trump, with his little workers rhetoric and the rest of it, he's giving an open kind of avenue for some of these guys to say, look, I got to come off of this communist plantation, because
yep,
to destroy the free enterprise system and the rest of it, it's not good for any worker to put us into a full-blown socialist system. And so
By the way,
get on to other callers.
Okay,
go ahead.
Thank you. I know I was just going to say, a buddy of mine, PJ, over there in Wales, texted me, I think it was yesterday, and told me, let me bring up the message here, and I'll just read it from that. Here it is. He says, Article 50 approved by the House of Commons, therefore Brexit will be activated tomorrow, Tuesday, 14 March, PJ Barden. In France, look at what Le Pen is doing. There is a worldwide revolution going on against the globalist New World Order and their socialist regimes going on all over the world.
People are worried about Le Pen and Geert Wilders and some of these other people being, let's just say, having a kind of a kosher control mechanism over the top of them. But I'm like this. Look, you've got to ride this wave of nationalism and wait for the moment where we can completely break free, whether this is synthetic or not. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of freaked out about some of the connections with Wilders and Le Pen and some of the other folks. But it's just like, look, we don't have an option. We're going to go full-blown just chaos, collapse of Europe under, you know, this wacko kind of left Islamic hybrid system, or we're going to have to fight it. And so, I mean, I don't think we have a choice right now.
Well, and, you know, the balkanization, let's throw more problems at countries that are in the middle of the depression that was worse than the 1929 depression. Yeah, let's start shoving different cultures and people everywhere around the globe. I mean, this was engineered. This is the balkanization process to create in-house, and in this case, in-country fighting. You know, I this is what I'm hoping for, and this is what I'm looking for, Robert. When politically Europe is starting, and it's good signs that are starting to straighten themselves out, What I'm looking for here in America, Donald Trump, and literally being compared to Andrew Jackson, you can't compare him to Ronald Reagan. He ain't Ronald Reagan. You know, I would put him right up there with an Andy Jackson. But here's the deal. Once the people in this country and the loony left and all their protests and all the managed news from the Zio critters that own the medias in this country, once that is cracked and people start to get the idea, wait a minute here, the hell with politics. What I'm looking for is to break the backs of these international bankster, gangster asshats.
Yeah, hey, John, and just the fact that Trump would tweet about going on this 250th anniversary of Jackson's birth and all this, and putting up Jackson's picture in the White House and everything, taking pictures with it. I mean, this is insanely crazy, but when Obama wanted to wipe this dude off the $20 bill, and I'll just leave that.
Well, keep in mind, what was Andy Jackson, even though we have a smattering of history anymore taught in schools, high school, and at the collegiate level, what was Andy Jackson best noted for? What was his one of his best?
I broke the bank.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So I hope and pray this guy stands upright, and God help the person that intentionally gets in this way to trip this guy up. You know, you said it. It's been less than 2 months. We got a new president. He sees it. He was a private citizen. He was not involved in the politics, even though he played around the fringes of the politics for his own business interest. And I know his passion is real estate. I know what his passions are. But as president of the United States, he looked at this from a civilian point of view or a personal point of view like you or I would. And he goes, you know what? This is nuts. That's what these people voted for. Democrat, Republican, independent as well. That saw the potential that this guy had, but not only his potential as being the president, a reviving of their own potential that they have lost, even a spark of hope that they have lost within themselves.
Yeah, hey, John, and one more thing. I said this. When you look out at the crowd, at those people at the Trump rally, even though they got a couple layers of programming on them, they're what's left of the download of our founding fathers. They're the ones that have the last bit of patriotism left in the country. And so we got to realize that. They might not be fully awake, but damn it, they know something and they feel it. And this is basically the last shot. And so that I'll just leave you with that.
Well, one other comment I have here for you. You felt the same thing that I felt watching that Trump speech. I know you did.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sick of this crap. I am sick of the self-imposed slavery and misery that our very own politicians have done to its very own people. I am so sick and tired of this. I've been doing this for 25 years, and I can't even find the words to express how sad I feel about this.
Yeah, hey, John, you know what this is? This is the psychological ripple effect that a lot of people cannot gauge just by Trump coming in and saying some of these things. There's a ripple effect that most people cannot discern or gauge that is bubbling throughout our society for those of us left that have any kind of decent, patriotic, nationalistic tendencies. The ripple effect. Remember those words. That's what he is. He's
the ripple effect. And Robert, like I said yesterday, I just learned that the Willow Run plant was raised, 7 years ago. I just learned that yesterday, and I turn on the television today. There's Trump speaking. There's the screen wipe. Willow Run, Michigan. I went, wow. Wow. This guy couldn't have picked a better spot in all of this country. The once biggest plant.
He does that all the time.
The biggest.
He does that with locations. Yeah. It's awesome. Thanks, John.
All right.
I appreciate you bringing me on.
Okay, thanks, Robert. I appreciate it.
All right. See ya.
All right. We'll take the break. Charlie in St. Petersburg. Is that Russia? No? Florida? Okay. We'll be back.
Are Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
All right, we are back. Let me slide another phone call in here. Charlie in St. Pete. Hello, Charles.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, how you doing, John? I don't know if your listeners or you are aware of the conditions in Holland now. I was reading in Veterans Today and also on the True Seeker from United Kingdom. They're virtual riot conditions. This damn dictator of Turkey is virtually called out. There are many millions of Turks living in Holland now. It's the people who stupidly let them come into their cities. Mm-hmm. And in the article in Veterans Today by Greenhow, he talks about how many of them are in drugs, and especially heroin.
Yep.
Selling the, and this Erdogan, this dictator in Turkey, is virtually calling them out to riot in the streets. It's open sedition. Unbelievable. Even worse than what's happening in Paris. Of course, it's all blacked out in our news media. None of it, like, everything's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's not the worst part of it. That's not the worst part, Charles. They're getting ready. Edgerton said this, that they're going to be, opening up the doors so many millions of people living in Turkey can immigrate.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right. I saw that. Erdogan has really got some gall. He is really has gall. He pretends he's with the Russians that are supporting Syria, at the same time he stabs them in the back and pretends he's against the.
Yeah, and here's the deal, Charles. This is one of our great NATO partners. Well, boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A friend of mine, there was an MP in Germany, said he never met a Turk that wasn't into drugs, and there's millions of them in Germany.
Yeah.
He never met one.
It is time to lock these borders down. What you're seeing is the last vestiges here of the globalist trying to balkanize and destroy cultures worldwide. That's what this is really all about, Charles.
Well, Count Kalergi in 1925, in his practical idealism, the German or Austrian count, you know, he came from different stocks in Europe, even Greek. Byzantine emperors, and his mother was a Japanese princess. He said in practical idealism, he is the father of the European Union, really.
Yeah.
Count Kuno of Kalergi said the future race of Europe will be a Negro, Asian, Mongrel race, and the Jews will be the Brahmins of Europe. And he bragged, you know, and
yep.
That he's openly admitted to be the father of the EU.
There you go.
He told us they didn't. It's not as if they didn't tell us ahead of time.
Yeah, but there weren't that many people that were paying attention and would keep that message alive. Charles, I want to squeeze in one more before the bottom of the hour.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Greg in Ohio. Hello, Greg.
Hi. How you doing tonight, John?
Hi.
Well, I just like to say I really appreciate the fact that Donald Trump went into Michigan. That was a show of support, I think, for all those people up there.
I think so as well, and I'm glad he made the point. Even though it's political scoring points, I'm glad that he thanked the people of Michigan for voting him for president. It's been a long time since they voted for a Republican.
he's not afraid to get out among the people.
No, he is not, and you know what? I hope this guy has the energy, and I hope he keeps making these personal appearances. And there's one other thing, Greg, I would still like to see him do. And that was the version of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, his fireside chats. I would like to see him do at least 20 minutes a month from the White House.
And he's supposed to be in Tennessee tonight. He's supposed to have a speech done already, probably already done there now.
I don't know how this guy at the age of 70 maintains this kind of pace.
He got the private jet.
Well, he's got a private jet, but there's only so many hours in the day. And Greg, I know you understand because you're starting to pile on. It's not the years, it's the mileage. But yeah,
I do appreciate him. I want you to know that's what I think.
Yeah.
I appreciate your show. I really do.
Okay, well, Greg, thank you for the call, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And I got PJ Barton on. He kept Skyping me messages kept sending me messages, and I messaged him back. I said, why don't you just call into the show? Well, he is. Let's take the break. PJ Barton will be with me on the other side.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, we are back. I want to ask a personal favor of you folks out there. Y'all know Vince Finelli. He is a friend of mine. And he is not doing well. He's got the same stuff that I had. And I think it was the chronic bronchitis, but this stuff is killing him. I talked to him last night. And there's only one time in my entire adult life that I've ever had another man tell me he loved me. And that was Vince Finelli. He's a good friend. And I did not ask him the question, but it may be that he thinks he's not going to come back from this. So I'm asking you. Just for a bright spot, at least a little psychological pickup for this man, can you send him an email, please? It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be involved. It can be a one word or one sentence or a small paragraph. I don't care. But send them an email. Let them know that this audience, that this network is thinking about him. Here's his email. Please copy it down. VDC, Victor Davis Charlie, at CenturyTel.net. Century, obviously, CenturyTel.net. VDC at CenturyTel.net. Drop him an email for me, please. Please. All right. PJ Barden.
Over. Good afternoon. I'm truly sorry to hear that. I talked to Vincent about a month ago. He used to come on the program, and he wasn't well, but dear, oh dear.
Yeah. Shock.
Hey, PJ, it damn near killed me. And I don't know that it's not going to come back. I'm feeling okay right now, just okay. My energy level is nowhere where it should be. But I warned people repeatedly. I said, this stuff is deadly. Watch it. So.
I know there's a lot of complicated things going on in any station, but putting all other things aside, that virus protection that Deagle has, that is the answer. I told Vincent that 2 months ago, but okay, I'll leave that aside.
No. What did you just say? PJ, you've got that, you know. what did they say about England and America? It's a country separated by a common language. Sometimes I have a hard time understanding you.
because I'm not on my own program. I do talk more deliberately on my own.
Okay, good. Okay, glad to hear it. What did you just say about Deagle?
That virus protection that Deagle has will get rid of Ebola and any virus. I told Vincent this. I'm very annoyed with Vincent on this level 2 months ago about this.
Well, do me a favor. Drop him another email tonight. Remind him.
Well, I will. I'll ring Sandy. I have Sandy's number.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine. But no. I'll do my damnedest on that. But anyway, I sent you an email about Geert Wilders not doing well in Holland, and there's a reason for that.
Okay, and who is Geert Wilders? You're the talk show host now. Give us a little bit of background and why
Geert
is this
Wilders,
important.
Geert Wilders, you know who he is. The blondie-haired guy who's trying to get rid of the Muslims out of Holland. And there was a general election in Holland yesterday, and he's been campaigning. But what you have to understand, and anybody has to understand about Holland, is there's 28 political parties in Holland. Now, there's such a thing as having no choice. Like Americans have two parties, then one party, then no party. They had zero choice before Trump. But that gets to the point where you have not choice, you have fragmentation. 14 of them have the chance of getting a seat. 10 of them have a chance of being in a multi-seat coalition government, which is usually what happens in Holland. And 5 of them make up the main parties. But he did badly in the election.
Really?
There's a reason. This is the Dutch actually support them, but they're very mercenary. They want to protect their role in the European Union. They were regarded as pariahs, and the European Union would round on the Dutch. So it's a very mercenary vote there. And there's another note gone to you about an interview for Nigel Farage's own radio and TV program.
I'm having that as we speak. I'm having that posted on republicbroadcasting.org.
It's not a great interview because they get on very well together. The best interviews are with Le Pen is journalists who hate her, and then she wipes the floor with them. So it's not much sparks in it, but it's worth seeing. Well, we've had Brexit during the week here. You were mentioned. And finally, see, we have the House of Lords, which is like the Senate here, but it's unelected. It's hereditary peers, and it is the nominated hacks put in by David Cameron and all the rest. And they had the brass neck there a month ago when the bill... See, the court case caused the bill to go through Parliament that we didn't need, but it went through Parliament, and Theresa May has actually won all the battles now. And the Queen signs it tomorrow. Got it wrong by 2 days. That did happen the other night, as I said. It's gone through Parliament, cleared all the hurdles, but the House of Lords put down an amendment to protect the rights of EU citizens living in Britain. What about British citizens living in Europe? And just to give you the quick figures, there's 2.7 million EU citizens living and working in Britain, and there's about 900,000 Brits living in Spain and France and Germany, etc. But that will be reciprocal, and we know it will. That won't be a bargaining chip. But Theresa May's government overturned that in the House of Commons. It's now through. and the Queen signs it tomorrow, I think, and then she can go over to go over to Brussels with the divorce papers anytime she likes.
Okay, so your message to me about Article 50 approved by the House of Commons. A little bit of background on that. What does that exactly mean?
Well, you see, we had the referendum, and the House of Commons voted comprehensively, like 89%, to have the referendum. When it was the result came in, the House of Commons voted comprehensively, even the Labour Party, who opposed it, to honour Brexit and go ahead with it as such. But then the House of Lords put down, then this court case came up by this creature represented by hedge funds, really, funded by hedge funds, that, oh, Parliament should decide as well with a bill, which it wasn't necessary to have. So that we had then the Supreme Court deciding that. That took 3 months. Then Theresa May put the bill through Parliament, a very short bill, and there was kicked around. It has to go to the Lords, back and forth. And finally, it was signed, sealed, and delivered again, finally, the very final one the other night. Therefore, it is the law of the UK that the Brexit bill goes to Europe with no amendments. The House of Lords wanted this amendment in, which would tie her hands. Of course, she'll agree that, and they will agree that, number one. There's three very tricky things, by the way, the Brexit, thousands of things. Number one, they have to agree the reciprocal arrangement for citizens that won't be interfered with, fine, or will have to leave, fine, that'll be done. Number two, the border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, one is in the EU and one is in Britain, like Northern Ireland is still part of Britain, and the much vaunted, very important Good Friday Agreement, the Peace Treaty of Northern Ireland, is embedded in that there's no hard border between North and South, you see. But the Irish government, the British government, and the parties in Northern Ireland, both sides of the Catholic Protestant divide, want the one thing, no hard border. So that has to be negotiated,
wow,
if you like. And then the other thing, little detail, 43 years of 60,000 laws and 7 treaties have to be dismantled. So fun for 2 years. Britain is still be a member for 2 years until that's completed. So
the overall effect that this Brexit has had on England, how would you state that?
Oh, it's been obviously I am being like I am support the keep the pound and get out of the European Union and the Patriot movement in America. That's why you kindly get me a program. I would say if it was taken tomorrow, there'd be 60-40 in favor of leaving. People now see the thing, and one great thing is
whoa, slow your roll here, my Wall Street friend. What? Say that
the result of the actual Brexit referendum was, the European EU referendum there, 23rd of June, was 52-48 in favor of leaving. It was quite tight, right?
Right.
52-48. But if that poll was taken today, it would come out 60-40 in favor of leaving.
Oh, okay. All right. So, okay, I misunderstood you. I thought, well, wait a minute. Did that just reverse? Okay, so, and economically, what is going on in England? Is it improving?
Britain is booming at the moment. British movie. And this is what absolutely Mark Carney, ex Goldman Sachs, Canadian central bank governor, who was brought in to be the governor of the Bank of England. The doom and gloom and all the crap he put out was proven totally wrong. They've had to revise upward 4 times since June. That's only 7-8 months ago. Britain's economic growth level is going to hit possibly 2% this year. It's the fastest growing economy in the European Union since Brexit.
Wow.
No joke. That's fact.
So
it's like the Trump effect you were just describing there a while ago on the economy in America before he actually does actual stuff. We have that effect here.
Well, okay. PJ, I've been doing this for a long time, and I can tell you what, I could understand and appreciate how people's psyche, their souls, their spirit was just getting ground to dust. Because I felt the same thing myself. And being the owner of a network and having to get up and do a program every single day, at times I was having a very hard time keeping it together. I really was.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, the pressure is shocking, keeping that together. And I know you've sacrificed everything, like Vincent has, for the preparedness, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But and my life, okay, I'm not claiming heroism. I was involved in 3 campaigns. The Keep the Pound campaign, UKIP, by the way, which is falling apart as a party here, a shocking carry-on going on in UKIP, well, the UK Independence Party, or Nigel Farage Party. But it's two roles, to, reasons to exist was to keep the pound and get out of the European Union. Well, mission accomplished, effectively.
Good.
But it'll probably fade as a political party.
Well, and hopefully you heard what I said, since you've been listening to the program. Hopefully when people are making these adjustments, Britain getting the hell out of the European Union, us saying, hey, globalist, go stuff it in your hat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that the saner minds prevail, and at the end of this cycle, this reconstructive cycle we're going through right now, I hope to hell the people of Europe, the people in England, the people here in this country recognize the problem that we have with these international bankster gangsters and put an end to them.
Oh yeah, that's what the Italians really took that as the issue to vote against Renzi, as you saw in that documentary I sent you, and it's on the site.
I haven't watched it yet. You just sent it to me. How am I supposed to watch it when I'm on the air?
No.
What?
The one about Hungary, and it was on a month ago. We did it.
Oh, okay. No,
you were very ill at the time. I'd ask you to.
Well,
that
probably explains it, then, wouldn't it?
you were quite shook, as I say, around then. The title of the one I'm talking about is a month ago. It's called "After Brexit: The Battle for Europe," and it's I'll think of her name in a second. So on the site here, but there's another thing has happened in the UK as you wouldn't see it reported in America. Does the name Nicola Sturgeon mean anything to you?
No.
Well, let me tell you, and I'm not playing games with you. She is the First Minister of Scotland, effectively the Prime Minister of Scotland, a regional parliament. She has now gone and called for another referendum on Scottish independence, which was defeated the last time 2 years ago, just to roll a grenade in under Theresa May. And she can't actually do it without the permission of the UK government. But she is a vindictive piece of work. She really is. I'm trying to gather up a BBC or press conference the other day, and you'd see it all laid out. And I can get that sent to you. I will. But it's hard to copy stuff off the BBC iPlayer. She's a spoiler. Yeah. And that has dominated the news completely for the last 2 weeks here.
All right. Well, PJ, I must remind people, and I'm glad that you I saw your... We were going to the bottom of the hour break, and I saw your name on the screen. Mm-hmm. And what I kept repeating in my head, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
Yeah. I'd have to get elocution lessons, sure.
Well, and you know, I mean, you just, it's hard to understand you. So I'm glad you told me that you're taking better care on your...
You might listen to it sometime. I did one program. I'm reasonably happy with them. I find it hard to listen to my own stuff. I did a program on the Agenda 21 on the 25th of February.
Okay.
There was no program last year. We did a repeat because the board was in simultaneous.
Yeah, which, by the way, thanks to my German buddy out there in California, we're actually going to have a new board delivered tomorrow. That's one piece
that's
of equipment.
Yeah.
It
yep.
needs to be replaced in yep. this building. I mean, it's just
I can't get on RBN for a week. I'm totally off. I'm getting through Skype like now. But,
well, there's been a little bit of movement on that front. The security certificate from our website, republicbroadcasting.org, usually it's HTTP, that's the hypertext protocol. Well, a lot of people were being blocked because it wasn't the HTTPS. In other words, to everybody out there, whether it's Google, this, that, or the other, the S wasn't there, meaning it's a secure site. So they were immediately blocking it. So a lot of people out there that were complaining about being blocked before from accessing this network, I hope that this does alleviate the problem, and we're going to continue to track this down. And I don't want one person blocked either by phone or going to the website or listening to the live stream or anything. I don't want anybody. Everybody's got to have access to this network, because now I think is the most important time for a network such as this to be around for the reconstruction, or at least the attempt, PJ, the attempted reconstruction here of America. We're not going to go down. And if we do go down, I'm going to take a lot of these sons of bitches with me.
Sorry. Hello. Back on. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, you're still there. You haven't dropped.
Hello. Can you?
No,
I did. Sorry. My fault. I hit the wrong button here.
Okay.
I have a very powerful internet system. But sorry, you were just saying there. I lost it. After what did you say about the security certificate?
The HTTPS. Mm-hmm. Okay. Through our company that hosts the website, the people, what was happening before, there's been a lot of changes in Google and other internet companies, and when you try to do something and go to something, it would block you because the security certificate was not there. In other words, you have the protocol HTTP, okay, that's the hypertext protocol, but a lot of these companies have made changes. If you don't have the HTTP or the HTTPS saying that it's secure, they'll just automatically block it. So, so that's what we're doing right now.
I'm officially blocked on Skype, you know that. And I'm my high-tech man who has worked at the belly of the beast, like in DARPA, UK equivalent. Let's call him Seamus upstairs. High-tech guy, one of the finest in the UK. He's checked my computer over and upside down. He was a code breaker for the government. He said, you've been blocked officially by Skype. And I know why. I'm regularly attacking Facebook on my program, which is Microsoft, Facebook.
That's the next round of assets to get out of the way. Reconstructing the planet, that's for sure. Hey, PJ, your program is on 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Right? 8 a.m., a godly hour. That guy who, you know, the guy who runs RBN, he has me up at that. It's 2 p.m., 8 to 10 p.m. Central Saturday morning, the Barton Report, yeah.
You're right. I'm looking at the wrong, yes, 8. When are you going to do a third hour?
When I get Saturday night.
When you get Saturday night.
You walked into that, didn't you?
Yes, I certainly did.
I need that. I know another. I'm not trying to just.
No, I'm giving you enough time to practice on your English.
I'll do 3 hours, and I want to do a program on depression and mental illness. I really do, but I can't do it until I get that time.
We'll see what develops. Come on. That doesn't fly. You can do part one and part two.
We're going to draw blood here.
You can do part one. You get that. Pull his pot down. I have control. No, you can do that in a two-part series. Don't give me that.
No. I admire everything you've done on radio for 23 years, but I told you the gold-plated time of day.
Let's not forget the years. I want them properly counted, 25.
The gold-plated time of day for RBN, and it's where you should go, is from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. across the time zone. Work it out. That's when people are sitting down ready to listen. I don't, for the life of me, I can't see why you did 4 p.m. 6 is a bit... 6
to accommodate Michael Rivero coming on this network. That's why I did it.
No. But way before. When you're I know you for 17 years. I've been phoning into you since the hanging chads.
Seriously? So
17 years.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's
you
the first
poor
time
man, and I have not rotted your brain yet.
No. You know, I most of what I'm doing, and I'm nearly finished on the cash list now. I had to rewrite an awful lot of stuff because of Trump, which is very good. And
most of what you've been doing, what?
I've been 2 years on it now. I was doing GMOs, but I had to switch because this is deadly, deadly urgent. It's coming down the pipe, and I had to switch. And then I was helping young Emily, who had mental illness, and that took 8 months.
Okay, I don't want to go into subject matter that this audience doesn't know about. Okay, all right.
Very good. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Yeah, he desperately wants Saturday night. He desperately wants Saturday. Even before he came on this network, he said, no, I got to have 3 hours. No, I got to have Saturday night. And I said, you can't have Saturday night. I got Farron Shoaf in there. Can't have Saturday night. But he wants Saturday night. Could you imagine me trying to take Sunday away from Robbie Ravel? I think a hit squad would be sent down here. Gaither in Oklahoma. Message. You still listening? Hello, Gaither. You sent me a nice little note here, and I appreciate that. But remember what I said. Don't send this to me. Send it directly to Vince. Email him. VDC, Victor David Charlie, at centurytel.net. CenturyTel.net. VDC@centurytel.net. Send them the information, please. Okay? I have enough on my hands right now. Don't need any more. I have a friend of mine, when he would get under pressure, he would just look at me and say, get off of me! I can't breathe! And folks, I have not officially. I'm going to have to do this across the board, and I'm going to be popping into everybody's damn show and interrupting their tranquility. The network needs much needed funds. Y'all, I get the emails, and thank you for the sentiments. You're the best damn network out there. One guy sent an email. Let me see if I can, and while I'm searching here tomorrow, Gerald Celente, don't forget, will be with us first hour. But this guy, Secretary, forwarded it over to me. He says, thanks. You're the best radio network anywhere. John is an amazing man, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. What we need is funds to continue this project. And it's not a lot. I've done my due diligence watching every damn dime, every penny. Trying to get the maximum out of equipment that gave up the ghost years ago and it's been put together with spit and chewing gum and God knows what else. These people here working at this network. Mike, how long you been here? What is that? 8 or 9? When was the last time you got a raise? 4 or 5 years ago, you got a raise? Do we have a health plan here for you? Yeah, it's the best. It's non-existent. Yeah. And folks, in order to be real about this, I did everything on my end that I possibly could. I dumped everything that I owned. Motorcycles, gold, silver. If it was worth anything, I sold it off. And I'm still looking for the guy in England that got my Harley that probably turned it around and sold it over there without touching it for 3 times the price he bought it for. You're freaking welcome, you damn limey. Never even got a thank you. Nothing. Hey, the bike arrived, looks good, whatever. Screw you! I miss it every damn day. Jeez. The guy, that reminded me, the guy that called me from Washington says, you know, I want to come down to Texas. I want to jump on my bike and ride down to Texas and shake your hand. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I'd like to go for a ride with you if I had a motorcycle. Yeah, I'd love to. That's how I used to, folks, that's how I used to blow off my depression. I'd get out on 35, crack the throttle, and mock 3 of my hair on fire. And down here was a pretty sight. You don't have to wear helmets in Texas. At any rate, we are doing the pledge drive. We're asking you for your help. Please step up. Please call the network. And for the people out there, and forgive me, sometimes I'm not tolerant enough. We've had complaints, but I don't say the call-in number for the network enough, and I don't say it slow enough. Okay, get this in your head. I know there's a lot of toll-free exchanges now. 866-877-this-8... The original toll-free number was always 800. So just keep that in your head. It's 800-724-2719. Or go to our website. Do it now before you do another damn thing, before you take another breath, before you get out of that chair, before you run to the bathroom, before you sit down to eat dinner that your wife is calling you for right now. Before you do any of that, go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. Do a PayPal. The address is also up there as well. RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and I don't have enough time left to do that slowly. Thank you, and don't forget, drop Vinny an email for me. vdc@centurytel.net. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully the new board will be here.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.